Murray's going to hold it. There's the buzzer. The game is over. The Golden State Warriors have captured game four here at Staples. Final score 113 to 105. And the Warriors take a 3-1 lead in this best of seven playoff series. And we'll try to wrap it up on Wednesday night back in Oakland at Oracle.
All right, that was the call at the end of game four in Los Angeles at Staples Center by one Tim Roy, who joins us here on Warrior Sound. I'm Lawrence Scott. And as we get set for game five on Wednesday night at Oracle Arena, wow, what a turn of events and some really impressive showings, both of them, games three and four in Los Angeles, Tim.
Yeah, I thought the Warriors came back and kind of reestablished who they are. The unfortunate characteristic of this team the last couple of years has been that every now and then they need a wake-up call. And I think in part it's because they've gone so deep. You know, the last 4 years, they've played one extra season, 83 games. That's a lot. And so I think they understand that, you know, not every moment is crucial. And when I think they get punched in the mouth, so to speak, in NBA terms, I think they respond. And I think that they showed who they were and how good they can be at times. I thought the Clippers were much better in game four and gave them a lot more to think about. But again, I think that the Warriors have the talent to wrap up the series pretty quickly.
Well, after the game that you had broadcast, this is what we heard from Draymond Green, an interview that you did with Draymond.
Draymond's got the headset on.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about this game today and your thoughts going into this game. What did you want to see you and your teammates accomplish today?
Win, most importantly. We knew they were going to come out with a high-intensity level, and they did. It caused a few turnovers to start the game, but we settled in and we took control of the game, and we kind of never lost it, really. They got up a little bit there, but they never got away.
When you look at a night like tonight, at various times during the game, either KD or Clay had it going. Are you cognizant of that as a playmaker, and what do you try to do to keep those guys hot?
You just get them the ball. You know, sometimes you got to get them in the ball the position where they like to score, and then sometimes you just get them the ball and get the hell out the way. Clay was having one of them nights where you get the hell out the way, as Kevin was last game, but then KD got it going, so that's always great for us.
Draymond, I thought you defended the basket very well today. You did a really great job, all of you collectively, in keeping them from getting easy hoops inside.
That's been a key in this series, making sure we're pulling over and clogging the paint up. We know this is a great shooting team, but it all starts with taking the rim away. Any good defense starts with that. So I think we've done a great job last couple games of making sure guys aren't hugged up with their mans and pulling over and trying to make them play in traffic.
What did you enjoy most about your play today?
Your
passing, your rebounding, or your defense?
My defense. That's it's a playoff series, so you know that's where it all starts. You gotta get stops and gain some traction. So I was happy with the way I played defense today.
So was I, Tim.
Thank you.
Well, Draymond, you played great again. Congratulations on the win. Happy Easter, and maybe go get an egg or so for that little man of yours.
No doubt. Thanks. Happy Easter.
All right. Draymond Green.
So to hear the guys now feeling like they've gotten their sea legs a bit here as we head toward Game 5, that's a good thing. You also had a chance to talk with Kevon Looney while we were down in L.A.
I did. Kevon has been great in this series, and he's been very good all year. His jump shot is now a weapon. You know, for the last couple of years, it's been a work in progress. Now it's something he's confident in. The team is confident in him taking that, and he's always a delight to talk to. A really, really nice young man. Happy for his success, and he's going to play a big role if the Warriors are to go deep again. He and Andrew Bogut are now, you know, really prime time figures, if you will, because of the fact that DeMarcus Cousins has gone down and is lost for the postseason. So these two guys are going to play some minutes, and they're going to play big minutes.
Come on, you guys came back in game three and kind of got back to who you guys are. Is that just part of it with this team, that every now and then you guys get a wake-up call?
Yes, you know, it's kind of been our thing the whole season where play well, and then we have a game where we lay a dud and we always come back and respond like champions, like we're supposed to. Now the thing is, you can't have those duds anymore, and we got to play hard for all 48 minutes. And I feel like that game that we lost, we played hard for probably 36 of the minutes, but you know, in the playoffs, you can't do that. You got to play the whole game, and that's something that we got to keep doing.
Has your role changed, if any at all, with the loss of DeMarcus?
It may change a little bit. know, not having DeMarcus is a big miss for us. It's hard shoes to fill, you know. The presence he brings on the court and the attention he draws from the defense is something that we're going to miss. But me and Bogut are trying to do our best to fill the job, man, trying to be aggressive on the offensive end, score, and control the paint. And so I'm trying to be a little bit more aggressive and bring more energy off the bench and try to make impact on the game.
I know you played guard in high school, but is your confidence in that jump shot at an all-time high?
Yes. I mean, I've been working on it all season. And, you know, when you see the ball go in the basket a few times, the confidence goes up. And, I got guys like Draymond, Steph, Clay, KD, dropping the ball off to me in my scoring positions. I'm able to get a couple layups. So when I get wide open jump shots, they're confident in me shooting it, and I'm let it fly.
Yeah. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, cool stuff in that interview from the man they call Loon from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and really fun to be at Hamilton High School this past regular season where they retired his high school jersey. We talked about that recently, but really a nice thing because, you know, you see the camaraderie with all the guys.
Absolutely. I thought that was one of the special moments of the regular season. And to not only see that be such an impact on the kids, an impact on the community. When I went back to the hotel room, that late that afternoon, and the local news came on the television in the hotel room. One of the lead stories was Kevon Looney getting his number retired. It's a real, real cool thing. It's a reminder that we deal with people and not just, you know, robots who play basketball, that they're real people. They have real life stories. They come from places that are very diverse, but having the whole team there, I think was great for Kevon. It's a moment he and his family and all those kids that were in that gym, they're never forget that. That's going to be a lifetime story. And that's why the Warriors are the Warriors, I think, is because of this kind of unity, this kind of class that they show for whether it be player one or you go all the way down to, you know, player 17, even down to Santa Cruz. They make it feel like it's all one big family.
Well, let's turn the corner on the family in Salt Lake City that made it a 3-1 series. And the real person that is David Locke with the Locked On podcast series and also the call for the Jazz Radio Network as the Jazz were able to take down the Rockets at home on Monday night, make it a 3-1 series. And this is one of the big plays of the game.
James Harden driving, knocked away by O'Neal and stolen. Alley-oop to Donovan. He dunked it. They did it again. They ran another alley-oop in the fourth quarter. The youthful ignorance of Royce O'Neal and Donovan Mitchell, but it worked this time.
Great catch by Donovan Mitchell. The pass was actually behind him, and he made a great grab and a dunk. Dynamic player, had a huge fourth quarter, and the Jazz were able to get a win. Can they do that in Houston? I think that's the big question right now for them. But they're outgunned in this series because Houston has all those weapons. But Utah is a scrappy team. They're very well coached. I wouldn't put anything past them. So I'm real curious. I wish Game 5 wasn't on the same day of our Game 5 because I would like to watch and to see that game. By the way, just going back to Game 4 for 1 second, my quote of the series has to go to Stephen Curry. Because after Klay Thompson revealed that he had gone into the ocean, did some body surfing, swam around a little bit to reset his brain, Stephen Curry said the Pacific Ocean is undefeated.
So true. So true. And if you didn't hear it, here's Klay.
I told Jonas yesterday, we went to the beach, played some volleyball. I'm like, yo, I'm just going to go jump in the ocean. I just know that will reset my mind, and it worked. So I don't know if I'm going to jump up north because it's freezing, but something I'll definitely contemplate if I don't shoot the ball that well the rest of the year.
All right, and as Tim alluded to, we will find out in Game 5 action on Wednesday night if both the Rockets and the Warriors are headed to a collision course. And what was last time around we saw a Western Conference Finals, this would be a Western Conference Semifinals. Rockets taking on the Jazz in the early game, and then the Warriors and the Clippers, both Game 5 action. And with Tim Roy, I'm Lawrence Scott. This is Warrior Sound.